Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I help you?
I was making a claim, and I guess I lost service or got disconnected somehow.
Pardon me? What were you
saying,
sir?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was in the middle of making a claim, and I lost service.
Okay, so it probably had something to do with the way, okay, let me have the Social Security, sir. So were you able to finish the unemployment claim or not?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, let me have your Social Security number, sir.
It's 421-111297.
So you try to file it online?
No, ma'am. I was on the phone with a lady. She was doing all the questions and everything.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Somehow. So you got disconnected. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Okay. All right. I could try to finish that for you, sir.
Okay.
Okay. I need to ask you the questions again, though. Your first and last name?
Chad Smith.
You had date of birth and driver's license number? March 25th, 1981, 6668268. So I'll just try to go over it quickly so it doesn't take so much of your time. So you for the correct spelling of your first name?
C-H-A-D.
Okay. And Smith is your last name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your date of birth that you have is 3/25/81, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're a male and a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And you don't have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English? And you're not considered disabled, and you did not serve the United States Armed Forces.
No.
And your driver's license number, may I have it again, please?
6668268.
Okay. And you're choosing to go with a benefit card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your address, sir?
23195 Old Drag Strip Road. Andalusia, Alabama, 36421.
Okay, and your phone number?
334-892-2663.
Okay. And your mailing address is the same as your residential address, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have that as being 23195 Old Dragon Strip Road. Andalusia, Alabama, 36421, correct?
It's Old Drag Strip.
Right. Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you, sir? I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, okay?
Okay.
Hoover, Grant, Madison, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 119 Curry Court, 1528 Church Street, 211-63, County Road 70, 2402 East 15th Avenue, or none of the above?
Maybe the County Road 71.
County Road 70?
Okay. Yes.
Which of the following street addresses in Lawrenceburg have you been associated with? 1003 Northwood Loop, 113 Waterfill Avenue, 16 Lynn Drive, 2041 Indian Ridge Lane, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. did not file unemployment in any other state and did not work for the government as a civilian or military, and you did not receive a TRA certification, and your last day of work was January 30th, 2022. Is that correct?
I think it's more like the 20th.
Okay, let's change that. January 20th, 2022. Okay. And you are available for full-time work, correct?
Yes.
And all the different shifts of your occupation?
Yes.
And you don't have your own business or work on commission?
No.
And you're not receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work, sir?
100.
What's the minimum hourly wage you're willing to accept?
20 to 25.
Okay. Do you belong to a union?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a date when you would be going back to work?
No.
And what was your last job description, sir?
The outside machinist.
Okay. What was the name of the company you were working for?
JAG Alaska.
JAG Alaska. Okay. I don't have it listed as that. Would it have a different listed as something different? I have Clark Trailer. I have AirTech. Pitts Enterprises. Aerotech, Birdsong Peanuts, no Kellogg's, Tennessee. So it's none of those, right? Ruskin Company.
No, ma'am. It's in Alaska. It's actually named JAG, J-A-G.
J like jar, A-C?
J-A-G.
J-A-G, okay. JAG, A-G Enterprises or what?
I think it's JAG Marine and Industrial.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to need, because that's not listed on there, I'm going to need the address and phone number and information for that so we can add it, okay?
Okay, I'm going to put you in. I think the address, mile 7, Nash Road.
57 Nash.
Mile. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. No, I couldn't. There was a brief moment there where it cut off. What were you saying? 57?
Mile 7.
Oh, mile 7. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Mile 7.
Nash.
N-A-S-H? Road.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where is that located?
S-E-W-A-R-D, Alaska.
Okay. And do you have a zip code?
I'm looking it up.
Okay, thank you.
99664.
I'm sorry, you said 996.
Six. Mm-hmm. Four.
664. Okay.
Yes, so ma'am.
99664. Okay. And what was the name of your supervisor, sir?
Tom. This Thornton the priest.
Pardon me?
Thornton the priest.
Spell that for me.
The priest or Thornton?
I have Thornton. The priest, I guess it would be.
D-E-P-R-I-E-S. Priest.
Like priest. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought I heard, but I was like, okay, that's odd. Okay. Right. And you said the zip code was 99664, correct?
Yes. Okay. And the phone number I have is 987.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again, sir? I didn't hear.
The phone number?
Yes, sir.
907.
Okay.
224.
Okay.
3198.
Okay. So I heard you say 907-224-3198.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is that also in Trustville?
That's in Sioux. Yes, so ma'am.
Spell that for me again. You said it was
SEWARD.
Okay. That was in Alaska.
Yes, ma'am.
Code again.
99664.
And your last day of work with him, sir, when was that?
I believe it was January the 20th.
Okay. 2022. And your first day of work with him, sir, when was your first day of work?
October 13th, 21.
Okay. And would you say that you're currently not receiving any vacation, sick holiday pay, or pension from them?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Would you say you're no longer with them due to lack of work, or what happened?
They said I was laid off.
Okay. Due to lack of work. Okay. So your PIN number for this claim, sir, is 9781.
Okay.
9781.
9781.
Yes. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application, excuse me, said it would remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. So you can either visit the Alabama Career location near you, or you can go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your resume and information online. You must be able, available, and actively seeking work for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims, sir, you could do your unemployment claim either online or by phone. If you choose to do it online, you can go to www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to do it by phone, you may call 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be processed on a weekly basis. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. Please note that if you have any other questions, you will receive an information booklet giving you all the explanation. That if you have other questions, you may call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Smith, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Do you have a question?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So your first weekly certification is Sunday. Okay?
Okay.
You have a blessed day. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim. You have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.